As Jesus was doing his circuitous mission to Jerusalem to see villages all around Jerusalem, except Jerusalem itself. Again, we hear it in Luke 9, where he said he was on his mission to Jerusalem, and then if you look at the maps, he's walking all around it. And someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" And that's been a question that has been going on throughout history about heaven, and even within our Christian and other religions like the Jehovah's Witnesses or the Mormons, that ask the same question: how many people can go to heaven? And Jesus never gives us that answer straight up. He doesn't tell the time and the place for us, but he does say here, "Strive to enter throughout the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough." To think about our strength, which is a virtue, is one of the virtues that we each need to grow with our strength. Not necessarily physically, of course, although that is very important for our physical health, but our spiritual strength. I mean, being here at Mass is a way to strengthen our soul, to pray, to have a conversation with our Lord all day, all times that we can. The sacraments, going to confession, reading the scriptures, on and on and on and on. And if we're weak in those areas, in vices or times that I've mentioned before about, you know, the vices we have, again, in the spiritual world, in our physical world, those times that we're not giving enough time for God, that's where we want to strengthen ourselves. And we don't just do that by ourselves, but our families, our friends, our spouses, our kids, our... And then you look at it into the history of our saints and angels. For all of us as a family can grow and be strong. So strive to enter through the narrow gate, which obviously it's easy to go with the culture, our society, but it's narrow as Catholics that follow the church that Jesus Christ built for us.